This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you for joining the Latin Generation Panel Repertoire Working Group call on 24th of October 2017. We have Max, Mirjana, Amadou, Bill, Dennis, Mikal, Petinan, and Sarmad on the call. So over to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maybe Mirjana, you should take the lead.
It doesn't matter. I can take or you can take, but agenda is mine. Let me start and we shall see how shall we progress. Because my idea is today to see that we have finished the physical part of our work. I mean, we have finished processing of all 180 languages which are in table. I was doing some housekeeping. I don't know the better word in English. I mean, I arranged a little bit all our data, and I produced one table which has 25 rows in it with some languages which made problems to people who are processing them. That will be the first point of our agenda. I have proposed two approaches. We can discuss them. Because last time we had a repertoire group meeting, we thought it would be good that if someone will volunteer to see, oh, I haven't done in this table, I didn't write who was processing initially the languages with the problem. I remembered it today, but maybe I will correct it after the meeting, so that everyone will see who was processing the specific language in the first round. I have proposed two approaches. Maybe there will be the people will have some other approach which is more beneficial. One is that some people from the group can volunteer to process some of these languages with problems. I try to do some of them, but some are very, very specific, and my linguistic knowledge is not good enough to finalize that. Or, on the other hand, we can discuss every of those languages of those problems during our telephone conference. But my opinion is that we should try first to process the languages by some other member of the group who was not the first processor of the language. And if something very difficult and unclear comes after the second processing, we can discuss it in the telephone call. That was everything what I wanted to say for the first point of our agenda. So the floor is open. Any other opinions, discussions about it? I don't see any hands up.
Well, I raised my hand.
Oh, sorry, Matt, please. Yeah. You were asking in my... Yeah, please.
When we look at it, we should remember that what is important is if this renewed analysis will contribute with a new character, a new letter. So if we look at the language and say, I'm not sure if this a O umlaut should be included or not, And we can then go and see, well, O umlaut is included anyway, because there are several languages that attest that character. Then we don't have to pay any attention. I mean, we don't have to spend time trying to find out if this language X really has an O umlaut or not, because it won't make any difference for our result. But on the other hand, if it's a new character, some character with a diacritic, which we don't have by any other language, or maybe we have weak, only one language testing that. Then it's more important to try to find out, does this language X really attest this character?
I agree completely with your discussion. If we are not, if it is not clear if the language X is using umlaut and it is in MSR2, everything is okay. We have to find the good justification for those letters which are not in MSR2. If we want to propose them to an integration panel for some one of the next revisions of them of MSR, I completely agree with you. It, at least it fits my mind correctly.
But Ms. Yolanda, may I correct you there, because it's not the question if it's in MSR2 or not, because
yes,
if there are letters in MSR2 which we cannot attest with any language, then it
yes,
we should not include it.
This is something which we have to discuss with this integration panel. Yeah, we can give our repertoire. We can give what we found. That's the result of our work.
Right.
And it is approximately a half of all code points from MSR2. Sarmad wants to say something. Please, Sarmad.
I guess I'm just trying to add to what Mats is saying, just to, I guess, explain it a bit further. So I think what Mats is suggesting is one step further from what you are suggesting. So what you're suggesting is that something is in MSR2, we should consider it, otherwise not. I think Mats is saying something slightly different, which is that suppose that we did a language analysis which was completed without any issues, and we included umlaut because of that analysis, then if the current analysis, which is problematic, is also only trying to add U with umlaut, then we don't really need to complete that analysis because U with umlaut is already included because of the other language we've already completed analysis for. So this analysis is not really adding any value to it, and I guess that's a very good argument to reduce the amount of work. Because this additional work is not really adding anything to the repertoire which is already shortlisted. Thank you.
Yeah. Now I understand the point. Yeah. Okay, I agree. Max, you want to say something?
Well, yes. I mean, even if a character is or a code point is in MSR2, it will not, I assume that it will not be automatically included in our proposal. If there is no language supporting that code point, then we should exclude it. Right?
I don't know what to say. I'm not sure. It is in MSR2, so we cannot exclude it. Because it is not our job to... That's where I have a little bit confusion in my head. Sarmad, please, you might help us with this.
Right. So MSR2 is a starting repertoire. That's not really what you may end up with, right? So of the letters which are in MSR2, they only give a starting point. We need to go and look for evidence for each of those letters or more of them beyond MSR2, if that's what we eventually find. And then we come back and, you know, we only take those letters forward for which we find evidence. So that is eventually going to be possibly a smaller set than MSR2, with maybe a few letters which are beyond MSR2, and for those extra letters, obviously, you would need to renegotiate with the integration panel to see whether they can be maybe included in MSR3 for you to include them if if there is compelling evidence to include them. But keeping those aside, eventually the letters you will take forward or court points you will take forward are going to be a subset of MSR2. You know, obviously MSR2 is not a it's not something you end up with starting condition. Thank you.
Okay. Shall I repeat what I understand? Max, please.
And we also have the marks, which we don't include as such, but we only include them as strings, combination of other code point and a mark.
Yes.
So we're not going to include the marks in any combination, just in the ones that we have found.
So we are talking about how this, how shall we present our work to the integration panel when we finish all the necessary things we think we should do. Am I right?
Can we repeat that again?
So we are discussing now. Yes, we start the discussion with something which is not to bother during the second procession of the languages with code points which are in MSR2, which are included in MSR2. If we cannot find the We have started discussion from one problem, and now it is we are discussing about what we shall present to the integration panel after we finish our work. Maybe I'm a little bit confused now. Max, please.
Yes. What is important now is our process of analyzing the second time. So,
yes.
So what we should focus on in the second round of a language is are characters that are not already attested.
Yes.
If there is some question about characters that are already attested by other languages, we don't have to pay attention to that. That is the main point.
Okay. I agree with it. It's complete. I mean, it has sense. It means it is the logical way of thinking, for at least for me. Please, any other discussion about this point from the other people from the call? No, at this moment. We should decide now how shall we proceed. So shall we ask for volunteers? Because I propose two ways to protest these 25 rows.
Could you present a list?
Yes, there is. I sent yesterday the link to the Google Doc. Only one thing is missing in this table. Everybody should receive yesterday the link to the Google Doc document where these 25 rows are in it. Only one thing is missing in this table. That's the information who was processing the first time of those languages, who has processed these languages in the first round. I will add it after this meeting. Sarmat sent the link in chat room, so you can look at it. Can you see the document?
Yes, I can see the document.
Okay. This is 25 rows only. Problems for second review. That's the name of the document. And in the comment field, those are the comments which are put there by the person who processed the document, the language for the first time. After this meeting, I will add in the next column who was processing the language for the first time. And we need some kind of agreement. How shall we process those languages? That's not, let's say, 25 languages. Let's see who is, maybe some of them are, not, for example, there is a comment from Bill for more, not multiple references, a letter with macron below. I don't know what does it mean, so Bill might explain us what he meant by this. And we can leave it for the next round when we'll try to finish, to clear all this, let's say, problems which were found in the first round.
Yes, I assume that it will take quite a lot of time to process such a language. So we should start from the top, I think, and see how it works to process the first ones. I think the first 10 languages.
Yeah, I have started it by EGIDS and then with language name. Those were the sort orders. I mean, those two fields are put in the sort order. So, shall we do the same thing what we were doing when we have processed the languages for the first time? After I put the names of the person, yeah. But it says who has processed by. Sorry. There is information who processed the language for the first time. So, shall we leave to every member of the group who wants to take part in this second round to pick up one language, to put the information in the next column, processed by second time profession, and to see what we shall get in the next, let's say, 2 weeks, because our next meeting can be after the item 50, that's at the beginning of the November, to get some experience with the problems which we can find during processing for the second time in the same language. Or, I really don't know. Please say something. Because this way of working worked very well. Matt, please.
I think your suggestion is good. And I think we should start from the top. So take the languages from the top and go down and do something which you can contribute to.
Yeah, Bill said add a column which I just did for reviewed by. Thank you, Bill, very much. Michael wants to say something. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. Suggestion is also good in principle. We could just start with the review. I already tried for my own part to review some of those languages which were remaining, and I managed to work through two of them.
That's nice.
I think we should just take a look and see if we can make progress. We can do it based on the EBRDS rating, or we can do it indexically from starting from the top and working our way down through the list. And those cases which remain where there is no clarity, those are cases we should discuss during our face-to-face meeting, in my opinion.
That's good. Thank you.
I also agree with Bill's suggestion that we should add a further column which specifies something like reviewed by.
Bill just did it.
Column, but maybe it would be more useful to have a separate reviewed by column. Thank you.
Yes, Bill just added the column after the comment column. Bill just added one, so we have all the column reviewed by. And when you start reviewing the language, you should put your initials there, and when you finish, you say finished, and that's the same procedure we had before with first round. Okay, we shall get some experience in the next 2 weeks, and we shall exchange. Mikael, do you want to say something more because your hand is up?
No, sorry, I forgot lowering it.
It's okay. So, at least we have the way how shall we start with it, and we shall get some experience, and we shall see what will be in the end in next 2 weeks. Does anyone want to add something to what we have just said? Okay. No comments, no hands up, so we can go to the point 3 of our agenda. You have seen, Samad sent us the IP comments and principles for developing repertoire and variants. Those comments, Samad said in an email. Samad will share these comments now. Thank you, Samad. Because we are a repertoire group, we could... I must admit, it is not completely clear to me what the integration panel have said, but probably there are people who will understand it better, and this is Samad also here who can help us to understand it. Samad, integration panel, yeah, that's it.
Mariana and Mats, you have a control. You can scroll it if you'd like.
I'm not sure how to proceed with this topic. Maybe, Sarmat, because you are familiar with the text, you could help us to understand the main points of this IP comment. Dennis is asking, are those comments published on the wiki? Pages, I don't know.
We haven't published them yet. If you'd like, I can publish them. I circulated it to the generation panel email list so far.
Okay. I don't mind if it is published. I mean, that's a public document. This document could help us to do our job better. Dennis, Sarma, the same is by in email.
I will forward it again right now, so that
because I found it, and I think this document is important for everyone to read it carefully and to try to understand the main points of these comments. And at this moment, I can ask. Who wants to say? Mats, you want to say something? Yes, please.
Yes,
Mats, please.
If we look at the first paragraph under additional notes.
Yeah.
They talk about Unicode normalization form C. Maybe we should have been more explicit in the principle, because we had that discussion and concluded that since they should be compliant with IDNA, they must be in Unicode normalization form C. So when we talked about different alternatives, those were beyond what is governed by normalization. So maybe should have stated that more clearly in our principle, because the IP feels unsure if we have understood that.
Okay.
The normalization form C, it affects like umlaut is a precomposed character. Pardon me?
Sorry, it's okay. Sorry, I interrupted you. Sorry.
Yes,
I'm just thinking aloud.
Yes. Umlaut is a precomposed character, which can also be expressed by O plus the mark diuresis.
Yeah.
But here, Unicode has a rule that says that only O, the precomposed, is in normalization form C. So O with a separate mark is not allowed in IDNA. But there are other cases where this is not governed by Unicode, so it's more open. And we don't know yet if we will see something like that. Maybe we should have been clear in our text.
Okay.
In the second paragraph, they just state that the marks should be in combination with other code points, and that is exactly what we have said in the principle. Yes.
Okay.
So,
right.
So
in
the
fourth paragraph, in some cases it may be that IP either did not understand the text or did not have additional background information which was not captured in the text, as Mats is saying. So those could be some of the reasons as well.
For these comments. Yeah. But
generally for other comments as well.
We should have been more explicit.
Okay. Michael wants to say something.
Yes, thank you. I was wondering if someone could try to explain what they understand from the first paragraph again. In other words, I have a little problem with the second, third, and fourth paragraph, but the first paragraph, I'm not sure exactly what they're trying to refer to. I'm not sure, for example, what they mean by dual encoding in that context. I think Mats was trying to explain, but I had trouble understanding still. That would be nice. Thanks.
Okay. So in the example that I gave, the letter O, I don't know, is it with diuresis, umlaut, I don't know how to spell it.
Okay, at least I know what it is.
This is the letter. That one could be expressed in two ways in Unicode, either the precomposed or O plus diuresis, the code point O and the code point mark diuresis. Yes. So those are the two options in Unicode. But what they say is that this is not possible because the second alternative is not permitted in iDNA. But it's not permitted to have O plus diuresis because that is not a normalized form, normalization form C.
Yeah. Thank you.
Is that clear, Michael?
It's clear to me. Michael is the first in the row and Bill is the second in the row. Please, Michael.
Okay, thanks for the explanation. I do understand that there are two ways to encode the particular example or umlaut, so either as a precomposed form or either by a basic character plus a combining diuresis. And I understand that the second combination of a basic letter plus combining diuresis is not permitted, but we weren't even speaking about that in the principles. I think what we were referring to were cases where no precomposed form exists for combinations of some Unicode code point plus some kind of combining mark. So the whole paragraph is confusing to me. Are you sure is everyone else sure that this is what they're actually referring to? Is this the case? Yeah, obviously. But it doesn't seem to make much sense to me. Thank you.
Bill, please.
What it seems to me they're saying is where we would have, say in our table, a glyph shown, what they want is for us to have both a series of glyphs that show the letter plus the diacritic mark plus, if there is one, a second diacritic mark, showing each of the pieces, and then showing what all the pieces look like when they're put together. If I've understood normalization form C correctly, that's what they're talking about.
Yes. No, normalization form C is a relation within Unicode.
Sarmat, please. Matt, you didn't finish. Sorry.
It's a relation which exists between certain code points where the precomposed O with the diuresis is normalization form C, and the O plus the diuresis is normalization form D, decomposed. And that's a defined relationship. And it does not always exist in Unicode, even if precomposed and decomposed characters or code points.
Simon, have you finished, Matt?
Yes, I'm done right now.
Okay, thank you, Simon. Please.
Thank you. So I think where probably the confusion is where what was Matt was saying earlier, that perhaps when the document was sent by, reviewed by IP, all that, those details that we are really talking about, the possibility of those cases for which the composed form does not exist, and not generally talking about such cases, I'm not really sure whether that was explicitly captured in the document, and that may have prompted the integration panel to respond like this, where I think the group probably understands that. So it's not about what our understanding is. I think it is what was communicated in those principles in writing, which the IP is reacting. So, I guess we need to then, if it's not clearly being understood by people who are reading it, then it may be that, one pass of revision is needed to clarify those things further in the written form, in the principles. Thank you.
Yeah, I think the same, sir. Thank you. Michael, please.
Yes, sorry, I was about to say more or less the same thing, that if we consider these principles, the document, not just for internal purposes, but also like as a kind of rationale for the basis of our discussion, then we should maybe take again a look at the document and reword it to make it more clear, and maybe then communicate along the process with IP to see that seems to be more clear to them or other readers. Or other readers. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. So, although this is our first version of our principles, so it should be read and, again and rephrased in a way that the person who reads the document for the first time gets a clear understanding what we are thinking about it. So we have agreed about almost everything what we said in the first paragraph. Shall we proceed to the second paragraph, Matt?
Yes, we were there a while ago. So I think that we have stated in the principle clearly that marks should be part of sequences. So I don't understand why they commented, but because they do it, I think we should be more explicit in our principles.
Because I remember also that this thing I understood from our principles, combining marks could not be individually included in the repertoire, they will be a part of the combining sequence. At least it is clear to me, but I was listening to our discussions, let's say, the whole year, and maybe they wanted just to get some more stress to this question, that we cannot get some other crazy idea about combining marks and so on, because I'm sure they had a lot of problems with some combining marks which are used somewhere as as letters, and they don't want them to have included in the final repertoire. Okay. So, again, to read again our principles and try to clarify them by a little bit. Shall we proceed to the third paragraph?
I have not read they.
Me too. So I don't know what they meant about it. Guidelines specifically for integration into the road zone. That's probably, it is not some kind of tiny document. We should read it and see what does it mean.
So, Ahmad, do you have any comments on that?
Ahmad.
No, actually, we can probably ask them, you know, which particular item they're pointing to or section which they would want to, I guess, focus on in this context.
Okay. So let them read it for us and say what they think it is important or what to me. That's a good idea. At least we should look at this document later and see if we find some discrepancies between our document and these guidelines, but I don't think so. The fourth paragraph.
Some more explanation actually may be coming in the next paragraph, so that may be the context.
Or maybe if we have time during the meeting during the item 60, we can ask them what they were thinking about it. Matt, you wanted to say something? Sorry,
Yes, I think that we should. This is a document of 26 pages.
26.
I think that with 26 pages, the guidelines, and it's updated just a month ago. So I think that we should try to at least read through it before we meet the integration panel. We shouldn't we should know what it talks about, I think.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. At least a few of us should read it. I'll try to do it by myself and all the other people coming to the I-360, please try to find time to go through this document and we can try to discuss it with integration panel. I have written down for me myself to read it. Okay. The fourth paragraph.
The fourth paragraph just states what we have talked about several times.
Mm-hmm.
If a code point is not within the MSR or the MSR 2 or the latest, the current MSR, then it cannot be included in the final proposal from us.
Yeah.
So if we find something outside of which is not included in the latest MSR, we have to
mm-hmm.
ask IP to include it in an updated version of MSR.
Yeah, that's clear to me from the first moment. So they just wanted to stress this statement, and I don't know, we have nothing to discuss about it. No.
Maybe we should be more explicit in the principle.
Again, during reviewing principles. Yeah. I don't think we should discuss now the variants, but if you like, we can proceed. I don't know. Because a variant group shall have their next meeting, their next meeting after the Item 60, as I understood. So we have only Bill and Michael here from the variant group. So I think it is better to let them first to discuss these comments from the variant group, from the integration panel by themselves. And after that, on our next meeting, generation panel meeting, we can put, if they think it is necessary, one of the points of the agenda could be the this discussion about comments for the principles for variant. That's the first idea I had on my mind. So I don't think we are not. There is not enough people from variant group to discuss it now. But if they need help, or if they need our opinion, after their next meeting, when they will look at these comments, we can discuss it together. This is my proposal. And this is all, I think. For the second topic. You're okay with it, Bill?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Probably will have discussions with the integration panel during the ICANN meeting, so we may have moved. With luck, we will have moved past this by the time we have our next meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much for this, Bill. Thank you. So the third point of our agenda and the last one was my proposal for the next meeting, so that everyone can, this is somewhere at the beginning of this document. Yeah. So I have proposed to skip the next week because I will be there and at the ICANN meeting, so Bill will be there, Matt maybe, and Mikhail, and Sarman, everybody will be occupied and have some other activities during the ICANN 60. So my proposal is that the next repertoire group meeting will be on the 7th of November, that's also Tuesday, at the same time like today. And during this meeting, we can see what we have achieved and what problems we have found during the processing of the languages, second round of processing of these 25 languages. And according to this generation panel, I mean the whole group panel could be planned for the 14th of November, that's the next week after the third week of November. So I just put it here that everybody can plan their time, and that's all what I have to say about it for now. Hazen will be there too, that's very good. Matt will be there, it will be a lot of people from Latin GP will be present in the ICO60, that's good. Because we are strong, we are more in numbers, I mean, if there is more people there. Okay, thank you very much. Any comments about about the proposal for the next conference calls?
I think it's fine. I think it's perfect.
Okay, thank you very much. So, any other business? Do we have any other things to discuss now? We are almost at the end of the hour, so.
So, Mariana, I'd like to raise something.
Please, Sarma, I didn't see your hand. Please say.
Sorry, I didn't raise my hand.
It's okay.
So I was actually going to bring up the matter of face-to-face discussion meeting as well. The current scenario is that there are still visa issues between U.S. and Turkey. So our colleagues from U.S. may not be able to reach Istanbul. So what I am actually currently doing is just going to wait until after ICANN 60, but at that time, at some point, we will need to make a call on two options. First is to still do it in Istanbul and proceed, or the other option obviously would be to look at other alternate venues rather than Istanbul, to make sure that all of us can attend if the US Turkey visa situation does not resolve itself.
No.
And in that case, then we will need to look at what are possible options as an alternate meeting site. So in any case, I think that's something we need to think about. Maybe it's a good idea to look at what would be alternate meeting sites we could consider in the meantime, and I could start doing some homework on them. While we wait for next week or 10 days. Thank you.
Michael, Singapore is out of scope. I cannot travel so far. Sorry. It's too far from Belgrade. I cannot travel all day to Singapore. It should be somewhere in Europe, North Africa, Middle East, somewhere around 2, 3, 4, 5 hours from Belgrade. That's not a problem for traveling. But when I come after one day of traveling somewhere, I'm not capable to breathe, even to chair the meeting. That's out of scope. I'm useless because I'm old. That's the problem.
Mariana.
Yes.
There's good connections between Europe and Singapore. It's actually not that heavy to go to Singapore.
12 hours at least.
Pardon me?
Or 15. To Abu Dhabi,
no,
5 hours.
No, it's not that much.
Okay, I'll check the tickets.
Yeah.
I'll check the planes from Belgrade.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead, Matt.
Sorry, who is speaking now?
Matt is speaking.
Yeah.
I raised my hand too. I think that we should start looking at alternatives, because it looks quite bad between US and Turkey. And so I think there's high risk that the issues will continue.
Yeah, I think it's escalating
between Turkey and United other countries.
States.
So
and other
countries. It's also between Turkey and Sweden. So I don't think that the situation in Turkey is very good. So I think that we should look for other options. And as far as I understand, as Michael says, there's a ICANN hub there in Singapore. So we can also convince Nyan.
Right.
Yeah, Sarma, please.
Right. So we can also look at Middle East as a potential hub, like Abu Dhabi and Dubai. Cost is also an issue, of course. And cost there then becomes almost comparable to cost in Europe, which means that we can also start looking at possibilities within Europe, other possibilities within Europe. But in any case, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to share that to me on the list or directly with me, and I'll start doing some homework as well.
Okay, thank you, Sarmat. Yeah, we have to think about it, and we have to make a decision after the ICANN 60, because otherwise we shall not have enough time to organize everything.
Mm.
Please, if you have any ideas, Michael is asking where else does ICANN have hubs. Maybe it could be found on the ICANN site. I haven't said.
In Europe, we have one in Brussels.
Yeah.
I'm not very sure how large the office is, so I will need to
see
if we can meet there. So that's one of the regional offices. So that's one alternate option, I guess, if that works.
Yeah, but probably Brussels is overcrowded always because of this European administration over there. But at the end, if there is no other solution, but Brussels is okay, for me at least. Okay, we shall look at it, and we have to make a strong decision after ICANN 60.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all. We are at the end of an hour. Thank you very much for being present at this conference. We have agreed about a few things. Bettinan will make very nice notes after this meeting. She's doing it very well. I'm very pleased how she's doing this. And thank you very much. See you in Abu Dhabi. Bill is asking Brussels. Yes, Bill, there is. But we have to check. You didn't hear. We have to check the possibilities of the Brussels office. Is there any space enough to host the meeting for 10 people or something like this? So that's all for today. Thank you very much for attending this meeting, and see you, some of them, in Abu Dhabi. Sorry?
Thank you, Mariana.
Thank you very much. Thank you. See you.
Thank you.
And see you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.